Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to your Partner in Success Radio, hosted by serial entrepreneur Denise Griffiths. Denise offers a full menu of on-the-web services for all your online needs. Denise and her team of virtual assistants can help manage your online business, including social media channels, blogs, web portals, and more. YourOfficeOnTheWeb.com is a comprehensive resource to help you combine the power of your brand, your connections, and innovative ideas to develop a full online strategy that can guarantee a strong profitable impact on your business.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. I'm your host, Denise Griffiths, and every week I am honored to share the microphone with the most interesting people. These are people who are entrepreneurs, they are authors, they may be speakers, but they have wonderful stories to share. And they are really excited to freely share their business tips, their wisdom, and actionable advice. In short, they are willing to help us shorten our learning curve as we navigate the know, like, and trust economy. And today I welcome to the show fitness expert Jenna Wolf. Jenna most recently served as a Today Show lifestyle and fitness correspondent. She spent 12 years as a sportscaster before joining the Today Show in 2007. And a self-proclaimed daredevil and thrill seeker, she is also a certified personal trainer. In this episode, Jenna joins me to talk about her new book, Thinner in 30. She gives readers 30 days of fitness and health guidance to create lasting change. Now, she is very passionate about helping people lose weight and enjoy a more fit and healthy lifestyle, and the book offers an accessible, extensively tested program focused on making small changes. I love that, small changes. One per day for maximum results. So fads and exercise come and go, and they work for about 10 days. I'm not even sure 10 days might be hopeful for me. And that's why she created her famous 30-day fitness challenge on the Today Show. The challenge was wildly successful because of its unprecedented and simple approach to health and fitness, and she showed viewers how to make small changes that add up to big and lasting results. So now she takes her foolproof program to the next level in her book, and she gives readers the tools and the motivation they need to achieve their wellness goals in the long run, not just the short term, the long run, and included her very doable workout routines and lots of tips on food and nutrition. And by the way, she very kindly sent me an extra book, and we will be giving that away to somebody in the chat room today. Jenna, welcome. I'm so glad to see you here today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I appreciate it. How are you?
I am lovely. I've been reading your book, and I have a ton of questions, but I know we are on a really tight schedule today, so I would love for you to tell me more about the book. And you know what I want to talk about, Jenna? My audience is largely sedentary solopreneurs. We're high-functioning workaholics, most of us, and it's tough for us to walk away from the computer or walk away from our desk because we're so busy business building and business creation. And I know you've got some great tips for us. And by the way, thank you for rescheduling. I mean, we had a tough time getting you on here. And I'm so glad
you know why? I got pegged for jury duty this week. And that kind of throws everything off the shoulder. So everything that I had planned sort of got bumped a little bit. But I appreciate you being flexible and this is great. And I have two answers for your question, which is a question I get from so many people, which is, well, how do I do it? I have to sit behind a desk all day, and I just don't have time. Well,
yes,
one thing is you sit behind a desk because you're so focused on your job and making sure you're building your foundation for your career so that years and years and years from now, you know, you're successful and you make money, and that's all well and good. But if you're not healthy and you haven't taken care of yourself, there's nothing waiting for you when you have all that money and all that success. And I know that is a very general way of saying it, but the truth is, if you don't take care of you, nobody else and nothing else around you works. So, you know, my dad is so business-oriented, and all he cares about is the job and business. And, you know, he's 70 years old now, and his knees are starting to give out, and his back hurts a little. And he wishes he could have the last 30 years back to be able to do it differently and move more, and you don't. You don't have the last, right? This is all you get. So either you find a way to make your situation work for you, which means find a way to move throughout the course of the day, or you need to build in, you know, build in exercise or wellness or whatever into your day. And for those who can't, really can't, that's why I wrote this book, because it's not all exercising. It's both diet and exercise as well, to lead you down a very healthy journey and a healthy path.
I've read that, you know, you were talking with your dad about exercise, and I think 15 minutes, I had looked at one chapter, you were talking about him, and he walked down to the mailbox, and he was so happy, because then he only needed,
right?
What, 15 more minutes? And I just cracked up. I went, oh my gosh, I get that.
It's very funny, and it's very true, and a lot of people, for whatever reason, take care, they place taking care of themselves at the very end,
yeah,
of the priority list, right? It's like job, it's kids, it's life, it's groceries, it's work projects, work calls, and then way on the bottom, it's, well, if I have time and if I finish all my work, then maybe I can go to the gym or go out for a walk or have a salad or, you know, cook something healthy. Well,
mm-hmm,
you're all you've got. Why not put that at the top and everything else at the bottom? And that is how you will live for a very long, healthy time.
And, you know, that's a good question, because, look, I have been guilty of that. I finally had to move my gym into my garage because I wouldn't get up and go to the gym. I hated it. I really hated it. Didn't matter what time of day I went, there was always somebody in there yakking away or posing or trying to pick up women. I just hated it. So my garage is my gym now.
You figured out what you didn't like, and you found something
right.
You did like, right? You liked the exercise, and you didn't like the environment, so you changed the environment. So what I think,
but it's,
tell me what you
go
like.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like walking? Yeah. So, you know, tell me what you like. If you like walking or you like swimming, if there's got to be something you like, that is what you need to focus on to get yourself into a habit. So you didn't like the gym environment. You did something brilliant. You just took out the gym environment, and you kept working out, as opposed to just saying, well, I'm not going to work out anymore because I hate the gym. So you did the right thing.
Well, it wasn't easy. I had to clean out my garage and buy some fairly expensive equipment, but it was the best thing for me to do.
Good. Good for you. And
you
feel
because
better.
Because it's there. Right. I mean, all I have to do is open the garage door, and I'm there. You know, I'm right in the middle of my gym, so that's pretty nifty. But not everybody, you know, has the wherewithal to do that or the room to do that. And listen, a lot of my audience is quite sedentary. You know, I head up a virtual assistant group on Facebook. I mean, we're always working. When I say we're high-functioning workaholics, I'm not kidding. You know, I'm at my desk probably on and off 10 to 12 hours a day. Now, I'm like a yo-yo,
okay,
though. I'm up and down all day long. You know, I'm probably the exception to the rule. I mean, I'm moving all of the time, but I know a lot of people don't, and they're suffering. Their back hurts, their knees hurt, and I really would love you to speak with them.
Sure. So here's what I would say to that is that say you're sitting at your desk for 10, 11, 12 hours a day. There's no way that you sit down without moving in that exact same position for 10, 12 hours a day. There's just no way you do it. You get up to get something to eat, or you go and you get some water, or you get up and you go to the bathroom, things like that. Take advantage of those mini breaks. You don't need to go work out for 60 minutes. But for example, why don't you stand up one time every hour for 3 minutes? If you can commit to 3 minutes an hour, there are 60 minutes an hour, commit to three and drop 20 paper clips on the floor and squat down and pick one up at a time for 3 minutes and then sit back down and work again. What does that do? It's going to get the blood flowing. It's going to get your creative juices flowing. It's going to re-energize you. So that's one thing. Then maybe the next hour for 3 minutes, why don't you just, I don't know, do 20 or 30 jumping jacks. And then maybe the next hour just 5 push-ups or just walk around the building, right? So these are small things which on their own may not seem like a lot. But if you're doing 3 minutes every hour and then eventually after the first week when you see you can handle it, maybe 5 minutes, you know, then maybe it's 3 minutes twice an hour and build yourself up to where you are working out and working, maybe not breaking a sweat in a sports bra and sneakers, but your body's moving and you're not stuck in one position where you're going to strain your neck, back, and arms, but where you're actually moving around and still getting work done, and you'll see it will actually help you perform better, be more effective at your job, and you're going to move around, be more flexible, get the blood flowing. It is win-win all around. You just have to commit to it. The same way you commit to your job and staying for, you know, at the computer for 12 hours, which no one really wants to do, commit to doing something really, really good for yourself, and then allow yourself to sit at the computer for the rest of the day.
See, I love that idea. I love the idea of not dropping the paper clips because I would miss one and it would get caught up in the vacuum cleaner. But I love that idea because I do squats quite a bit. You know, I just find that they help my lower back and they help
right.
my knees. So, of course, I do them. I tend to do them when I get up to take a bathroom break, though. You know, so I've just kind of worked that process into my day. I mean, now it's just bathroom break, coffee break, whatever I'm going to do if I'm outside with the dog. I'll do those on the back porch, and I do them now without thinking about it. But
sure.
In the beginning, it wasn't easy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, that's why I wrote the book. There were a lot of people that told me they didn't have time, they didn't have money, they didn't have energy, they didn't have the wherewithal to do it or the knowledge to do it. It was just 1,000 excuses. So some people didn't like dieting, and some people didn't have time or energy or the want to exercise. So
mm-hmm.
I took every single thing I know about diet and fitness, every trick, every tip, every small little change you could make, I put them all together and I chopped it up into 30 different chapters. And each chapter, each day of the month, I give you one small, easy, doable, digestible, bite-sized tip. For example, day one, as soon as you wake up in the morning, first thing before you do anything else, drink 20 sips of water. You know, fills you up, gets your metabolism going, lets your body know that you're going to get ready for whatever is going to go into your mouth or however you're going to move. It just wakes you up a little bit. That's all you have to do on the first day. You do nothing else, right? Now, day two, you do the water, and day two is walk. Everyone can walk. You got to walk 10,000 steps. I'm sorry, you got to figure out a way to do it, even if it means every hour walking around your building 5 times. It's free. It's easy. We all are very confident in knowing how to walk. Two, that's it. So every day I give you a small tip. Some are diet tips, some are exercise tips, but it's not a full 60-minute crazy workout. One of them is chew your food 20 times before you swallow. You will save 30 calories a meal just by slowing down your eating process. So it's all little fun, easy tricks and tips that you can use that can help you. So if you are sitting at a desk all day and you don't have time to get up and work out, you know, one of the tips is no simple carbohydrates after 6 p.m. Anybody could do that. And it'll actually save you a ton of calories by not eating when you are at your most tired and weak, which is at the end of the day. So that's what Thinner in 30 came from, and that's what I hope people get out of it. It's for people exactly like you're describing who don't have time, energy, money, or wherewithal to sit and go to a gym for 60 minutes or to sit and only eat crazy healthy diet food. Nobody wants to do either of those things. So let's make it work given the schedules that we all already have.
I think that's brilliant. One of the chapters that I really loved was chapter 9, stop, sit, and disengage for at least 5 minutes a day. Can you talk more about that?
It's funny you mentioned that. That is, without a doubt, the hardest chapter for me in the book.
That's what you said. Yeah.
Yep. It is one of the most important things and also one of the hardest things. And all I'm asking you to do is to take all of the mess and the noise that's going on in your head and all of the craziness that's going on in your body and silence it. Just silence it for 5 minutes. Just sit in a pool of nothingness for 5 minutes, which in the beginning is going to be ridiculously hard, right? Your mind is going to be racing, I have to do this, and then as soon as this is done, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and well, I could be doing here, I could take these, you know, I have 3 emails to write and I could get 2 paragraphs. Just stop. If you stop and disengage and silence your mind and your body for 5 minutes, that's all I'm asking, it is a world of difference. You come back re-engaged. You come back re-energized. You come back calmer than you were before. And you will see over time how much you actually look forward to those 5 minutes every day.
You know, I can't meditate. I tried. Every expert out there says, oh, you've got to meditate, and what you're describing sounds a bit like meditation. Jenna, I can't. Either my squirrel brain is, you know, I'm going 12 months out and I'm creating my Thanksgiving shopping grocery list, or I fall over and drool. Those are my two extremes. So you're right. I mean, it's hard to do that. So what I have to do is go outside with my dog, and I watch her chase squirrels, and I just zone out. But it took me the longest time to train myself to do that.
Right. So it took you a long time to train yourself to do that, but you did it, right? The first day you couldn't go out and sit there and watch the dog. You couldn't do it. The second day you probably couldn't do it. The third day you tried and you failed. The fourth day you tried and you failed less, right? So it's a process. It's learning something new. It's teaching your body something new. So if you were able to learn that, and you were able to learn how to use the Apple products, and you were able to learn how to use a smartphone, these are all learned things, right? These are things you have to teach your body. So just because you tried to meditate and you couldn't do it for a week or a month or even a year, it doesn't mean you give up and you walk away. It means you just keep learning it until your body adapts it as part of its own. It's with anything, right? Like, I'm terrible with directions. It doesn't mean I don't go anywhere. You know, I just have to get better at it, and I just have to learn how to orient myself better. This is what life's all about. It's about growth. And how do you grow? You grow by doing the things that are difficult for you, so you overcome them. Intellectually, physically, emotionally, mentally, you have to overcome them. You sit in front of a computer, you're trying to write a memo, it's not coming to you. You don't just not write the memo. Maybe you get up, maybe you don't work on something else, maybe you come back to it, but you eventually have to get through it. So I want you to eventually try to get to that point where you don't have to go outside with the dog, where you could sit in your house. And I don't care if it takes you 6 months, just try it. And if you can do it for 5 straight minutes, for a week straight, every day, 5 minutes, and then you come back to me and say, this doesn't help me at all, then you have my blessing to go on and go back outside again. But don't walk away from something because you didn't get it at first, because you don't do it with your job, and you don't do it with your kids, and you don't do it with your husband, right? You don't get into a fight with your spouse and say, well, this isn't working. Forget it. I can't do it. You work on it, and you work at it, and you work with it. The same has to be said of your body, which is single-handedly the most important thing you have. We get one shot from the day we're born to the day we die, right? One life, one body. How you treat it is how it treats you. And you can put crap in your body, and you can not move it, and you can sit in front of a computer all day, every single day, and then you'll wake up and you'll be 65 one day, and things will start hurting, your cholesterol will be high, and you'll have a gut. And you'll say, oh my God, what was I doing? I put all this work into my job, and now look at this unrecognizable person in the mirror. Well, if you're going to put all the work into your job right now, go hand in hand. Work your body and your job at the same time, because one won't mean anything to you years down the road without the other.
If your health is shot, I guess my question and the question of the audience is, the person you just described, I think, scares the bejeebers out of most everybody who's listening. How do you, a lot of what you're talking about, can that mitigate the damage or even reverse the damage that people are doing?
You're saying, can you reverse the damage?
Yeah, can you reverse or at least mitigate the damage that you're doing by being sedentary and by being overweight? I mean, a lot of people say, I'm just so far gone, why bother? And I hear that. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it too. It's like, oh, why bother?
If there is one thing that you do not like about yourself, then never say the words, why bother? Right? If there's one thing you think you need to change, never say, why bother? It is, you are a priority. You know, you may not be Bill Gates' priority today, and you may not be, you know, my friend Marnie's priority, and you may not be your priority. You are your own priority, right? So you have to make yourself a priority. So don't say, why bother? Nothing is ever too late. You know, if you were smoking all your life, and all of a sudden at 60, you decided, you know what, enough is enough, I'm going to stop, but you know, it's kind of hard, and I've been smoking my whole life, why bother? Let me just keep smoking. You would never do that. You would never do that, right? It's going to lead you down a terrible path. There's no such thing as why bother. There isn't such thing as taking it slowly. What the problem a lot of people have is they say, well, I just want to lose this weight quickly and it's taking too long. And my answer is, you didn't gain all this weight overnight. You didn't become unhealthy overnight. You weren't just sitting in front of a computer for one day and all of a sudden you became unhealthy. It took you a long time. You're not going to lose it all overnight. It's not going to happen for you overnight. You know, it took years and years for you to get to this point. It may not take you years and years to get back, but it's going to happen. You know, just get out and walk. It is the simplest, easiest thing. People think, well, if I can't join a gym and work out for 60 minutes and only eat diet food, there's no point. Oh, my friend, au contraire. There absolutely is, but it's going to take a little bit of time. You are worth it. I promise you, you are worth it. Because if you don't put the time in now, today, literally today, March, you
the 11th.
Absolutely 11th. You know, if you started 30 days ago, guess what? You'd be 30 days in right now. If you started a year ago, you'd be a year in. Don't wait another year and then look back and say, oh, I wish I started back on March 11th. She's right. I could have. Start today. Get up and walk. Buy a cheap $5 pedometer at your local drugstore and monitor your steps. Start by walking 3,000 steps and then get up to 10,000 steps every single day. And if you do not get there by the end of the night, you walk around your bedroom and you hold yourself accountable. Okay? Instead of having a piece of pie, go brush your teeth because mint curbs that sweet tooth. It curbs that appetite for something sweet. Force yourself to brush your teeth as soon as dinner is over. Save yourself 500 calories a night. These are small, easy tips. I am not asking you to reinvent the wheel. I'm asking you to do small things for you, not for me, not for Denise, not for the Dalai Lama. I'm asking you to do it for you because in the end, nothing and no one is more important.
Exactly. Water. Water is my favorite beverage, period, bar none. I know a lot of people who do not like or drink water. What can they do to incorporate more water? Because you have to have it. I mean, there's no question about it. So how can they bring more water into their systems?
Okay, so let's make water sexy, right? So first of all, let's figure out what
I can't wait
drinking.
To hear this.
So if you are drinking soda and you are drinking, say, I don't know, 2 sodas a day every day, well, for the first week, I want you to cut down to 1 soda every day. Right? The second week, I want you to do 3 sodas for the whole week. That's all you get, so save them. Then the next week, you get 2 sodas a week. And I'm fine with you having 1 a week if that's what you really need. But in its place, we're going to drink water. And you're going to figure out how you like your water. You could put anything in water. You could put cucumber. You could put basil, mint. You could put frozen fruit to be used as both ice cubes and, you know, to dissolve into the water for taste. You could put flowers in your water. You could put cayenne pepper for like a little jalapeno. You could literally make water any way you want as long as you drink water. And I did not fall for this. I did not like water when I first started. I was not a fan of water. And then I stumbled upon a couple mint sprigs and a couple basil leaves. And you know what? I can't stop drinking it. It is actually delicious to me. Right? The first couple days it wasn't sweet enough.
Yeah, and then it became
wonderful and refreshing, and I love it. And you got to just figure out how you can make water sexy for you with your clothes on and enjoy it.
Right now, if you go to any garden center, you can find chocolate mint in either the little plants. Oh, yeah. Well, I found some at Walmart the other day, so yeah, I do a lot of container planting. And I've got chocolate mint and regular mint on my counter right now. You ought to smell my kitchen. Every time I go in there, I'm plucking a leaf off and dumping it in my water glass.
That's the way to do it.
Exactly. So how much water should people realistically drink every day? It shouldn't be a chore. You should make it fun and sexy. But how much water do they really need to get in?
So realistically, you should drink half your body weight in ounces of water. So
really?
I weigh 120. I should drink 60 ounces of water every day. Yes. Now, if you work out, I don't know if this applies here, but, you know, if you sweat profusely, if it's a really hot summer day, if you work out a ton, obviously a little bit more, but your baseline should be around half your body weight in ounces of water. And that starts with your 26th first thing in the morning, which is almost 9 ounces.
Now, what is your take, Jenna, on plastic water bottles? They're everywhere. They're ubiquitous. There's people say, oh, they're not healthy. My attitude, and I may be wrong, is just get water. Wherever it comes from, get water. But should people be drinking out of a glass? Are water bottles okay? What do you think?
So I don't have a very strong opinion one way or another, as long as you're drinking water. Maybe I wouldn't reuse one of those commercial water, you know, like a Poland Springs, one of those over and over and over again. I would probably use it once or twice and then toss it. Obviously, you want to be kind to the environment and use one of your own bottles and then sort of drag it everywhere where you can actually fill up on the go, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper. But if you are getting water in, what I like to do is pick a water bottle where I know how many ounces it is, however I can do that. Maybe it's my own personal water bottle. Maybe it's one of these long, like 2-liter, whatever it is, so I know how much it is, and I know how many of those I need to drink a day. And then if you need to toss it, you toss it, or if you can refill it the next day, great. But something where you can keep tabs on what you're drinking. It also helps you drink more when you know how much you have to drink. So say, for example, if I didn't know how much I had to drink, I would stop, right? I would stop drinking when I wasn't thirsty anymore. But every time I go to have a glass of water, I drink 26. It just helps me. It's about 8.5 ounces. I know that I need about 7 of those over the course of the day. So I know, oh, I have 3 more left. I got to do 3 more before I go to sleep at night. Whereas maybe if I wasn't counting, I wouldn't ever think to drink this many more or this many less, you know? So it really helps if you can measure how much you have.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
My cute girl just walked in. Well,
where's
your diaper?
Oh.
Okay. My 2-year-old just walked in without her diaper. It's so pleasant.
Well, we're not on TV, so we're good.
Good.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, too, about core work because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of us sit all the time. I mean, until I started really working out in my gym, my right hip hurt all the time. Turned out it was the way I was sitting. You know, I have 3 monitors on my desk, and I was always sitting very poorly trying to see all 3 monitors at one time. So what can people do? You've got a chapter that says covertly work your core throughout the day.
Sure. So core is without fail the most important body part on your body, in your system. If your core, and when I say core, I don't just mean your abs. Your core is actually, hold on 1 second, I'm really sorry. Your core is actually the whole ring around your midsection. Okay, so it's your front and it's your lower back and it's your obliques on your side. And that is your frame and your foundation. And when your core is strong, your legs are strong. And when your core is strong, your upper body is strong. When your core is strong, your posture is better. Everything is grounded in your core, which is why that whole chapter, like you said, is devoted to that. So when I say work your core, if I came up to you right now and I punched you or kicked you in the stomach, so just imagine that. You brace yourself by contracting your abs, right? Like, I'm about to hit you. What do you do? You brace and you contract your abs. That's when I say contract your abs. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you to suck your stomach in or hold your stomach in. I'm telling you to contract your abs. I want you to do that 24 hours a day. So when you're sitting at a desk, instead of slumping over and letting your stomach out, hold yourself accountable by sitting up straight and holding in your core all day. So if I came up to you without you noticing and I punched you in the stomach, you wouldn't even feel it. So it takes weeks, sometimes months, to get to this point. It took me forever to get to a place where I contracted my abs 24/7. Not 12/7, 24/7. If you woke me up in the middle of the night or if I got up to go to the bathroom, my core is always in. It is now a conscious effort for me to actually let my stomach out. After I had my babies, I had to relearn that entire, you know, way of holding my core in. I really did, and it took me a long time again. That is so worth it. You're actually working yourself from the inside out. It's simple. Just hold your, you know, contract your abs and walk around all day. The other thing,
I'm doing it right now.
In front of a computer. Good.
Once you said that, I'm gosh, I started to.
Yep. Now, this is only really for people that sit in front of a computer all day. In addition to the core, I want you to take a piece of masking tape and have someone tape shoulder blade to shoulder blade in the back. Okay? Sit up straight, shoulders back, shoulder blade to shoulder blade, and now you work. And when that tape breaks, it means you have hunched over and you have curled your shoulders and you need to do it again. Count how many times you break that tape over the course of a day. Now tomorrow, make sure you do one less. And the day after that, one less, until you can go an entire day with your core tight and that masking tape can stay taut the entire day.
And see, I'm glad you said that because I wanted to ask you about posture. You know, I see young kids, I see high school students, I see older people who are getting what I have to call the dowager's hump, and I know it's from being hunched over a keyboard.
Yep. It's terrible. We all do it. It's because we're tired and lazy and we have a weak core, and we just want to sort of relax into our bodies. You're already relaxing by sitting at the computer working. Don't relax everything. If you're going to relax and sit at the computer working all day and you don't feel like you need to get up and walk around, well, you better have some good posture and your core better be tight. So you got to work on both of those things. But posture is key, and that's really key. The masking tape is a good way to do it. Really focus on looking straight ahead and making sure that you're not looking down at your computer or up at your computer. Make sure the height is level. Make sure your chair is good. If you want to sit on one of those big, you know, big bouncy exercise balls, that's one way to really engage your core as well. I mean, there are ways to do it. There are stand-up desks. There are treadmill desks. If you absolutely are tied to a desk, make that desk work for you.
I tried the bouncy ball. I kept falling off of it. I would get very distracted, but, you know, very, very focused on what I was doing, and all of a sudden clunk, and I would just lay on the floor and laugh at myself. It wasn't productive.
That's actually
it was
really
fun,
funny.
But yeah, but I actually did it on the radio one day. I went, oh, but fortunately I hit the mute button on my way down, so nobody knew I did it. It was funny. So I know we're running out of time and you've got to get moving. Do you have any kind of last-minute tips and advice that you can give people in my audience? And thank you so much for arranging your schedule to be here.
Of course. Look, I'm just going to say this. I mean, the book is full of tips like the ones I told you, chewing your food longer, no simple carbs after 6, brushing your teeth after your meal for the mint taste, and you'll see how that automatically basically just kills any desire to have sweets. The book is filled with all kinds
that.
Of information like that. Yeah, it really works.
That's
but
brilliant. I did not know.
Something. Yeah, and it really helps. Try it, not just after dinner. Try it after, you know, stick a piece of mint gum in your mouth during the day when you feel like you need a piece of chocolate and let that work for you. Look, none of these things happen overnight. Change is hard, understandably. Change is complicated. Change is annoying. Change hurts. Change sucks. Change bites. Change is one of those things where we want to do it. And after one try, if it doesn't work, we feel like we give up. We don't do that with anything else in our life, right? We're helping our kid put together some, I don't know, art project, and the thing breaks off. What do? You just do it again. You try it again a different way. You know, your computer, your printer doesn't work. You don't just walk away and don't print. You work with it. You press this, you press that, you try different things. You got to treat your body the same way. If one approach doesn't work, try it again and again. And if that doesn't work, then try a different approach. But make sure you're still tackling the same problem. You know, you get one shot at this. This isn't dress rehearsal. We don't wake up 30 years from now and say, all right, fine, I'll do it over again, and I won't smoke, and I won't drink as much, and I'll drink more water, and I'll move. No, this is it. This is your life. Like, this is the shot you get. You want to spend your one life sitting in front of a computer for 12 hours? Fine. Well, you better make sure that you take that 12 hours and you chop it up so that you're still doing good by yourself, right? You're still doing good for yourself and to yourself. Because if you don't, you will wake up cranky and tired and hunched over and heavy years and years from now, and you're going to feel like you don't have an opportunity to get all of that back. Continue doing what you're doing, but treat yourself well and be patient with yourself, because change is hard and it takes time. But if you do it right, I promise you, you will reap the benefits.
Well, and you're so right. We treat ourselves in ways that we would never treat anyone else. We speak to ourselves in ways that we would never speak to a stranger on the street. I don't know what that's all about, but it's not good.
Correct. I agree.
And, you know, I had this thought the other day, and I don't know where it came from. You know, random thought popped into my head, but I think I was thinking about my mother's age and an uncle that had just passed away. And I started realizing that, you know, we kind of mark things in decades. I don't know why. But we've only got 6, 7, 8 decades to live. And those decades go very, very quickly, especially as you get a little bit older. So I think it's time to really start taking care of ourselves. Jenna, I know you've got to run, but where can people find you on the web? Where can they find your book?
Sure. So I have a website with all my workouts, simple workouts, easy workouts, 3 to 5 minute workouts that you could literally fit into those last 5 minutes of every hour of the day. It's on jennawolf.com. You can also buy my book on that website and all over social media. But I promise you, the book will help you. It's yes, I'd like to sell a book, but the truth is I just want people to see what I learned long ago, that if you take care of yourself, everything else in your life will fall into place. That's why I wrote this book, and I hope that's what people get out of it. So jennawolf.com, and the book is Thinner in 30.
Well, I have to say, I've read the book. It's an easy, easy to read book. It's not, you know, you're not hollering at people to do things that they don't want to do. And you lay it out
exactly.
In ways that make people go, oh, well, you know, that's doable, that's easy. It's the way I looked at your book. It's kind of, you know, just be 1% better than you were the day before. Easy increments, nothing completely and totally difficult, but it just all makes sense. So for audience, grab the book. It's really a good book. Well, Jenna, thank you again for being with me here today. It's been wonderful chatting with you, and I know our audience enjoyed the takeaways and the examples as much as I did. And everybody go find her on her website. The show will be available for download in about an hour, and you can also find us on iTunes. Just type in our names, Denise Griffiths and Jenna Wolf, and I will see you next week. Jenna, thank you so much, and have a great day.
My pleasure. You too.
Thanks.
You can find Denise Griffiths at yourofficeontheweb.com or at gottagovirtualnow.com. Thank you for joining us on Your Partner in Success Radio.